AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Defense Secretary Ash Carter's testimony to the House Armed Services Committee is interrupted for a while.
Al-Qaeda-affiliated terrorists throughout the region that pose dangers to...
The chair notes there's disturbance in the committee's proceedings. The committee will be in order.
Carter telling the committee later that the effort to shore up the Iraqi military and its fight against the Islamic State has hit a bit of a snag.
Our training efforts in Iraq have thus far been slowed by a lack of trainees. We simply haven't received enough recruits.
Carter says the plan was to train some 24,000 soldiers by the fall. So far, only 7,000 have signed up for the Iraqi army. Flash flood warnings southeast Texas as what's left of Tropical Storm Bill brings heavy rain to a state still recovering from the Memorial Day flooding. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan.
We've seen rainfall amounts upwards of 7-8 inches, and before it's all said and done, we could see amounts approaching a foot in some of the areas around the Texas coast.
More heavy rain, more possible flooding should follow the path that the remnants will take up through the plains and the Mississippi Valley, then the Midwest, then on to the Mid-Atlantic by the end of the week. West Virginia leads the nation in overdose deaths. A check of 3 years of CDC stats by the Trust for America's Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation finds that the OD death rate in West Virginia is nearly three times the national average, 34 per 100,000 compared with just 13 per 100,000. The Ohio mother who dropped her toddler into the cheetah pit at the Cleveland Zoo has been sentenced to a year of probation, which includes counseling and parenting classes. Michelle Swab was charged with child endangering after authorities say she dangled her two-year-old son over the railing of the cheetah exhibit in April. This is AP Radio News. Houston Astros fan Chedrick Thompson says Major League Baseball and or the government have to punish the St. Louis Cardinals if it's proved someone in that team's front office hacked into the Astros' computers.
You got the NFL, you have all these other different groups. Everybody's getting scot-free. Are they going to get scot-free or slap on the hand, or are you going to do something about it?
A person familiar with the investigation says the Cardinals were trying to get information from a front office headed by a former top aide who had reworked St. Louis' scouting operation and was using it as well in Houston. Officials in a Wisconsin city have changed the rules on service animals after a woman took a baby kangaroo into a McDonald's. Beaver Dam Daily Citizen reports city's common council voting 14-0 this week or last night to define a service animal as a dog or a miniature horse, but not a kangaroo. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.